This is JC here with Z96.3. Am I already connected to Lieutenant Colonel Casey?
Yes, this is Keith Casey.
All right, great, Keith. Well, I will let you know, sir, real quickly that I'm going to pre-record this. It'll play back this afternoon about 4:50. If you had anybody that was going to be listening for it, that is the time that we will play the interview, so you can let them know. And if I make any references to the afternoon or the timeline, anything like that, that's why, because we're just going to pre-record it for then. But other than that, are you good to go, sir?
I am ready.
All right, good deal. Z96.3, your hit music channel. It is JC King on another Military Monday. Exciting as always, because we are joined by a different soldier stationed overseas in Iraq currently. And today we are talking to Lieutenant Colonel Keith Casey. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, JC. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent and excited to talk to you because I had a chance to kind of look over your bio, read a little bit about you before we got on the phone here, just to let everybody know exactly what it is that you do currently before we look into some of your past. What is it that you currently do, and how do you serve in capacity there in Iraq?
Well, I'm currently the commander of 1st Battalion, 5th Field Artillery, and I've been the commander for 24 months now, and what we're doing in Iraq now is we're part of the double brigade team advising, training, and assisting our ISF, our Iraqi Security Force partners, as they grow in their capabilities.
And, well, in looking into kind of the background you had and things like that, one of the things that I noticed, because you've been a lot of different places and done a lot of interesting things. Are you still with me, sir?
I am.
All right, we had a little bit of a bug there. Let me see if I can adjust that. All right, we'll continue from there. So one of the things that I looked at in your background and reading about, you've been a lot of different places, done a lot of really interesting things. You, at one point in time, were stationed in Alaska. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How did you end up in Alaska, and where were you then?
I was my first duty station. Came out of my officer basic course, went to Alaska. I was at Fort Richardson, which is in Anchorage, and it was an incredible assignment. I spent 4 years up there. And I was on jump status, falling out of airplanes, chasing after howitzers.
So you were, you said you were jumping out of airplanes, is that right?
I was.
Wow, that's exciting. That's very exciting. So you've been to Alaska, you've seen that, and now you've been to Iraq. What's it, looking at that, that's got to be such a different set of circumstances that you've seen, looking at Alaska, and it's like a barren, it's just the last frontier is what they call it. And you go from that to being stationed in Kirkuk, Iraq. It's got to be so interesting to see the different cultures, the different landscapes, things like that. What are some of the big differences you've noticed in the culture and landscape where you're stationed currently in Iraq?
Well, one of the biggest differences, of course, is the terrain. Here in Iraq, it's not as mountainous as Alaska, and there's a lot more desert. But I've been surprised in my tour here in Kirkuk in the fact that this is the breadbasket for Iraq, and there are a lot of farmers and a lot of farm fields. And as we move farther to the north and to the northeast from Kirkuk, you do run into some mountains. And so the terrain is similar, but a little more arid.
Well, that is it sounds really cool to be able to see all those different things. Now, I know that out of all the places you'd want to be, probably Iraq isn't top of the list, but you do have a job and a mission to do there. And a lot of things in your background probably come into play in that. I noticed that you were in your education, you have a degree in ancient Middle Eastern religion, which I don't think a lot of people can say they have a bachelor's of science degree in that, and then also a degree in psychology. I'm sure both of them come into play when you're commanding the team and everything like that. How do you end up getting a degree in ancient Middle Eastern religion?
Well, it's an interesting story. I was in college, and I happened upon a class that was in the religion department, and I just fell in love with it. And it's something that I wanted to pursue, so I ended up with a double degree, one in psychology, one in ancient Middle Eastern religions. And coming over here to, the birthplace of civilization, what they used to call Mesopotamia, has been very exciting for me, not only as a human being, but as a academic scholar of religions.
Well, that's where they say, Tigris and the Euphrates and things like that, that's where they say everything kind of got started, right there in that little area. I don't know if they used to call it Samaria. You know better than I would. But looking at that now and seeing the way that place is, how interesting was it? Have you gone and seen the rivers and things like that and checked out some of those historical locations?
Well, this is my second tour to Iraq, and the first tour I was stationed pretty close to the Tigris River. I haven't spent a lot of time down by the Euphrates River, but yes, in my travels throughout Iraq, I've been able to look, not tour as a tourist, but as a soldier, look at some of the more historical places dating back thousands and thousands of years.
Well, that's really fascinating that you get to do that, and I'm sure, you know, you take the opportunity while you're out there. I will ask on the mission and how things are coming along. Do you guys foresee a time and a place, maybe not in the near future, you know, at some point where, you know, everybody will be able to kind of head back this direction, or where do you guys stand in getting the mission accomplished?
Well, we're moving along pretty good. We just took over from 1st Battalion, 14th Infantry, known as the Golden Lion, and they're headed back to Hawaii at this time. And, again, our mission is to advise, train, and assist the Iraqi Army, and soon we'll pick up the mission of training with the Iraqi police here in the Kirkuk area. And I got to tell you, they're a lot farther along than I anticipated when I first came over here. And I think my predecessors in Kirkuk have done a marvelous job of preparing this area for continued support.
Well, that is great to hear, and, you know, I hope that continues to be the case and the story, because the further along we get, the better they get trained and things like that, the better chance it is everybody gets to come home safe, come home soon, all those good things, and we appreciate you taking the time. It is Lieutenant Colonel Keith Casey joining us here on Military Monday. We'll take a quick break. I want to thank you so much for joining us here today, sir.
Well, it's been my pleasure. I've been a big fan of yours since I came to Fort Riley back in April of 06.
Hey, and you know what? I should give you the chance right now while we're talking about it. Is there anybody you want to say hi to or anything like that?
Well, to all the families of Hamilton Zone, that's what 15 is known as, Hamilton Zone, and to my family in particular, Sandra, Ashlyn, and Alyssa.
It is Lieutenant Colonel Keith Casey. Thanks again for joining us. We'll take a quick break. We're back with the SRAM Chrysler Dodge Jeep Traffic Jam right here on your hit music channel, Z96.3.